Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game, but Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving.
Me feel that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone?
I just don't like it, man.
Not saying I want to give you a long list of the rappers that had to go get a job.
Go take care of your kids, man.
But if I got something that still works, why would I?
Go get a job.
Yeah, well,
go to Costco's, nigga.
I don't have to go to Costco.
Go somewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where Jermaine needs to go, but talking like this on his latest project is not it.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Because not only, ladies and gentlemen, not only did he pick a fight with one of the greatest rappers of all time as far as Size 7, Kendrick Lamar, but also when you come to the continuation of him taking it down in under 48 hours, he probably thought to himself, who else can I go at and have some type of bravado in the hip-hop game? You know what? I just thought about it. Let me go at the content creators who cover the industry.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
As when it comes to Cam and Mace, I believe that Mace is going to have the biggest bucket of popcorn, because I believe these lyrics are going directly at him, as we are currently breaking down the first track off of the just released, surprise release, Birthday Blizzard that Jermaine did for his 41st birthday. That man getting up there. But anyways, you know, the ultimate goal is to live longer. You know what I'm saying? So as far as that, Jermaine said, and I quote, "Grown men peddling gossip of all things. I remember when it was rapping and ball playing. Now the bread and butter is yapping and parlaying." Hold up, now that's bars right there. That's bars right there. You know what I mean? Cam and Mace, you got 48 hours, man. You got under 48 hours to respond, especially Cam. You know what he trying to say right here? Because of course, after he says, "Oh man, your name's a big conversation. Max deals for Luka. Doncic lobbing to Aiden." Hold up now.
You guys.
I was thinking to myself, you know what? Who in the world could he be referring to? And then he got the Biggie play in the background, talking about rapping, ball playing, going into yapping and parlaying. I was like, who in the world could this man be talking about? And I thought about it, like, Mason Cam, they do have a show talking about sports. You know what? As far as the sports podcast, I forget what it's called. Mace, let me see, what's his name? Mace and then Cam, right? Mace, Cam. It is what it is. So they have this specific show right here, ladies and gentlemen. Its title is what it is. As you can see, Platinum Selling, whatever, recording artist, Mace and Cam. They talk about sports, right? It's right here, sports commentary. All right, so hopefully I can see that Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. So when I look at Jermaine saying, "Max deals for Luka Doncic lobbing to Aiden," I'm thinking to myself, he's talking about them. Now, let's continue. So then he went from that and says, nowadays you can make a grip commentator. I'm so glad somebody said it. I mean, you know, somebody said it, right? It might as well have been Jermaine, you know, the ultimate pacifist in the game. So he's acknowledging that we out here making that fettuccine, that Skrilla, that straight up.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Let's get back into it. Nowadays you can make a grip commentating if you master two skills.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Is that D. Jermaine Cole accusing us of D-riding and hating?
Do that, but I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right?
Because that boy had a relapse, D-riding Kendrick. That stuff crazy.
Y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was.
Nah, we heard it. What happened?
Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the
motherfucker. Oh, that bazooka.
Right?
Oh, that bazooka, huh? Oh, not the bazooka. Jermaine. Kendrick got that.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. You know what I mean? But, you know, he said that bazooka. Huh? What are he talking about? Hold up. Now. He talking about another man? Another grown man? And he got that bazooka?
Shepherd.
My fault. Let me get back to... Yeah, you know, Jermaine's a pacifist. So, you know, all these comments that he's making in these rap tracks is very easily counterable. Because, of course, this man backed out of a beef in under 48 hours because he said another grown man who was also a rapper, mind you, had a bazooka on him.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to that, you know, he said a lot of other things. And, you know, I don't know if he believes that as far as commentating is one of the easier things to do. But safe to say, the way I'm breaking it down like a Kilo or Miley Cyrus, you're not going to see this in too many other places. Because, of course, let's jump all the way down to the bottom, right? Because this man said, I used to be the top seed. Apology dropped me way out of the top three. Way out of the top three. No problem. I'm probably my best when they doubt me. This your favorite rapper, by the way.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
All right, let's keep going. This bar right here immediately stuck out to me. I'm gonna connect the puzzle pieces in a second. Jermaine said, y'all toddlers to me. Stop bothering me. Young Simba, some people threw some hate my way. Mind you, this is a PG podcast. Young Simba, some people threw some hate my way, but only thing they should say is, Cole, you like a father to me. Man, that's straight fire. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cole from rapping from Kendrick's perspective. You know what I'm saying? It reminds me of when Kendrick had this particular track. It was called, let me see right here, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. So basically, the Heart Part 5, when Kendrick was rapping in like a bunch of different faces, like he was like Kobe, and then he was Will Smith or whatever, and then he was like Nipsey. I forget all the faces he did. But basically, he was rapping from different perspectives, right? So I was thinking to myself, you know what? Jermaine's probably rapping from a different perspective on this particular track. He said, y'all toddlers to me, stop bothering me. I wonder who he could be talking to. You know, Jermaine was bothering Kendrick. And then he also said, Young Simba. Okay. Some people threw some hate my way. Some people? Okay, that's multiple, right? Drake and Kendrick did throw hate his way. Okay. My only thing they should say is, Cole, you like a father to me. Now, that's when I was like, oh, he's specifically talking from Kendrick's perspective because Kendrick and Drake been sonning J. Cole.
But I mean, I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
I don't think there's a rapper in hip-hop history that's ever been comfortable with taking the third slot, because I always say he's the most overrated. And he knew that, too, as he was gladly taking the third place. He was gladly being thrown to bronze because them people like superstars in him. And that's a quotable line from Jermaine, by the way. So anyways, that's all I have to say about this track. I think this track wasn't the greatest. I think when he first started off, I was like, hold up now. I was wondering who he was talking about. You know, as far as Notorious B.I.G., we don't give any slander over here to that specific rapper. When it comes to the person who produced it, safe to say he slapped Earth, Wind, and Fire out of Jermaine. If you don't believe it, just look up Diddy Slap J. Cole, and he produced two tracks off of this four-track mixtape. So that being said, you know, with the professional analysis out of the way, let's get into the second track, which is Golden Goose Freestyle.
Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard? Because it isn't! Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake, inspired by Kevin Hart's passionate belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up, because The One just passed 5 million super shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut-healthy glass of The One gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com.